Okay, is everybody back?
Back.
Okay, great. So first, I want to welcome everybody back to our teleconference. We had a couple week break for the holidays, so I hope everybody had a great holiday. So we'll start with announcements. Do people have announcements? Okay, well, I'm actually in Washington, D.C. at the moment at the ESIP Federation meeting. The ESIP is the Earth Science Information Partners, and it's a group that I've been involved with for very, very many years. They mostly deal, their big focus is on dealing with large data sets and how to make them more accessible and usable to broader communities. The actual meeting title, the theme this time is Advancing Earth Science Information from Climate Assessment to Intelligence to Action. So it's all very relevant to what we do. I've very much been involved in the education efforts here, but it isn't the center of their focus. So I'm just constantly pushing them all the time and trying to leverage their activities. So I'm here networking this week. So that's where I am.
Okay.
So, and so are there other announcements? Okay, well, what we were going to talk about on this call was basically strategizing about how we're going to respond to the second public draft, which I've gone to the website for the Next Generation Science Standards, and it still just says second public draft will be available January 8th. Which is today, and it's not available. I don't know if anybody on the call has updates about that or knows anything.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, 2 hours.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Where does it say that? I mean, I don't get any direct emails from them, so I have no idea. But the website doesn't say 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I got it in a couple of different emails from the New York State team and from, I think, from NGSS directly, and it may also be mentioned in the NSTA thing, but it's 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
Did anybody by chance participate in yesterday's webinar that NSTA provided, which was about how to respond?
I did not.
No.
Were you involved in that, Karen, then?
No, but Harold Pratt led it, and he was telling me about it at least 3-4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's connected to the inside, I'm sure he had some insights into, you know, the kind of feedback.
Do we have a sense of how long this comment period is?
January 29th.
January
29th?
Yep.
And I'm assuming this is an online form again?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm assuming that. And what Harold told me when I talked with him in December was that by far the best strategy was the one that Don forwarded to us in December, which is either picking a grade level or picking a vertical strand and going through a whole sequence in, you know, either a horizontal or a vertical kind of way.
Is what we're interested in amenable to that, since climate is very, I mean, I know that they're integrated in there pretty well. And so I would assume that we would do something that was more vertical.
But
I guess we can, like, look at the Earth and space science, and there may be areas where we would miss things, though, that way.
Right.
Tamara, I just want to let you know, Frank just got here.
Okay. Hi, Frank.
Frank, have you heard anything in terms of, or even have some thoughts about the best way to structure our response to this? I mean, we seem to be on the vertical, so somewhat similar to what we did in May, then, I assume.
Well, it's unclear exactly what the expectations of this version of the review is relative to what we did before. I can't imagine they want a lot of substance change right. given it's going to, I mean, it all depends on exactly how they charge us for this round. But my gut feeling is it's going to be minimal
right.
As opposed to substantive.
It's mostly word changes, I'm going to guess.
Maybe you know, catastrophic failure if you let this go exactly as it is. But
okay,
you know, little tweaks. I mean, this is
because
my
the reason I would doubt that they would look seriously at word changes unless everybody that responded
okay.
said
well,
this word's wrong. Because I mean, getting to that kind of detail when you have thousands of people, I'm assuming thousands of people responding, is
yeah.
very, very difficult.
Yeah.
It is, though, my understanding that the majority of the performance expectations have seen changes in wording from the last draft.
Yeah.
So they have made a lot of changes. So, yeah.
So do you have a sense of what they're looking for this time?
No, not really. But I do think it probably includes changes to wording because they've made so many changes to the wording of the performance expectations.
But Don, wouldn't you expect that the based on the changes they've already made, they're not going to be so inclined to make a lot more changes?
That's probably
so,
true. Uh-huh.
So this is more like proof, you know, copy editing kind of changes than substantive change. Would that be correct?
Sounds like a good guess to me.
Do you know that if one piece of it was more focused on in terms of changes than others, like, for example, was it mostly changes to the performance expectations, or was it in all the different categories, you know, the science and engineering practices and the cross-cutting themes and the... Core disciplinary ideas were not supposed to be changed.
Yeah, none of that.
They tried to fold the performance expectations for science and engineering in more into the other disciplines. And they've also, I know on the, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to.
What do you mean by
sure.
putting them in more into the other disciplines?
Well, they're trying to draw. It's been a while since I've looked at this, but they're trying to draw to make it more obvious how science and engineering fits into other disciplines because of the recognition that there's not likely to emerge lots of science and engineering courses. So
right.
trying to make those more clearly connected to physical science, life science, and earth and space science.
And where this really gets interesting. Sorry, Cameron. Where this gets really interesting from our community's perspective is a lot of the guiding principle, you know, parts of alignment showed up in the science and engineering content or performance expectations. And so how those two things get blended together, you know, in the earth space, in other areas is going to be interesting to look at.
Yeah,
but what we do if we have issues is going to be interesting for us to talk through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that there are performance expectations that appear multiple places. Is that correct?
No.
They appear in multiple disciplines, like in earth science and in physics, for example.
I don't think they are repeated in different
no.
places, but there are links from one set of performance expectations to other sets of performance expectations, and I think that's been increased, I think.
Okay.
And my understanding is just what Don explained, that engineering is not going to appear as a strand or a standalone. It's going to be more integrated. The other thing that NSTA has been pushing for the last month or two, actually since September, is to enhance to raise up the nature of science elements,
right.
So that the nature of science is more straightforwardly addressed throughout.
Absolutely, I think the question. I think. what I've heard, and whether this is going to be true, and we'll find out sometime soon, is well, this not out yet, is it?
Oh. Yeah, it's out at 3 o'clock today.
Right. 3 o'clock today. Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, maybe you said that already. I think there are content knowledge, which means performance expectations on nature of science. It's not just a cross-cutting practice. It's actually there are performance expectations on it, as opposed to, you know, it's woven through something else. So, but we'll find out at 3 o'clock today.
I was hoping that we would actually be able to see something that we could sort of talk through how we were going to address today, and obviously we won't be able to do that.
Right.
So I guess the one question, in terms of just logistics, who on the phone would be interested and able to participate in putting together the response from the Climate Literacy Network? We're going to use the next two telecons, and I will I'll be in that group, and I'll be sort of trying to coordinate all of this. But who else, so that I know who to call on, because I think we're going to have a email conversation during the course of the week once these come out so that we have a productive meeting next week.
I'm very interested, this is Frank.
Okay.
Whether I'm able to put the time in to actually craft a response like Karen and Doug did, Don did last time is to be determined.
Yeah, okay. And I'm interested as well, but also, and as I've said a number of times, won't have as much time to devote as I did last time, and I do have a conflict for 2 weeks from today, so I won't be able to be on the call then.
Okay.
This is Kristen
doing this camera. Anna.
Anna, okay.
And Kristen.
And then, so right now I have camera, Frank, Don, and Anna. Did anybody else?
And Martha, I'm here, but I'm on mute.
Who is this? Who is
Mark,
that?
I think it was
sorry,
Marcus.
Your words are getting cut off. I can't understand your name.
I heard Martha.
Martha Shaw? Okay.
Kristen? Although I am also out in 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'll be on next week.
Okay. Okay.
Amber, this is Scott. I'll also participate, of course, in this.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll include everybody who's saying they're interested, and I'll send an email out a little bit later to the rest of the Climate Literacy Network and just get an email list of those who will be on the email conversations about planning this. And I understand some of you won't be able to put as much time in, but whatever you can will be appreciated.
Hi,
Emma, why don't you put Karen on the list too, please?
Okay. And this is Karen Holway?
Yes. That's great. This is Jane. You can put me on the list too, Tamara. And I doubt if I'm going to do the writing stuff, but I'm really glad to look over those connections and give what I can.
And this is Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Art Sussman. I'm going to put a considerable time into reviewing them. I don't know if that could help collate for the network, but I'm definitely going to be looking at the climate change quite a bit.
Okay.
That'd be great, Art.
One question,
okay.
Tamara. I can't remember how we did it last time, you know, in the May round, but did we try and divvy it up a little bit so that not everybody was looking at everything?
I wasn't actually part of it. I was actually out of touch, so I was not actually part of the conversations in May.
This is Karen. We didn't do that overtly from the beginning, but Frank, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And if there are people who have a preference, for instance, for the biology, life science element versus earth science, you know, we could divvy up by those kinds of categories.
Right. Makes sense.
Okay.
And there's also grade level.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what I can do is when I send out the email, sort of once this comes out, I can send out an email and ask people to identify what pieces they might be the most interested in addressing so that we can sort of see what that landscape is.
That sounds great.
Wasn't there a Google Doc? Someone, I'm looking for it right now. I thought we had a Google Doc that was helping with our review.
Right. Yeah, we did.
I can look. I think there was one last time. I've been trying to use Google Docs a little bit more effectively. I can look into how we might use that most effectively and look up what we did last time.
Because there was a lot of, I do remember we had some discussion about the whole vertical versus horizontal, looking
right.
at how it's threaded throughout versus.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me, I mean, I know that we'll try to identify who's going to address, who might be interested in focusing on different pieces the most, but I think maybe our discussion next week, it would be helpful to have a discussion that just sort of scope out where we're actually going to look, you know, to what extent is it going to be vertical and to what extent is it going to be, is there going to be a horizontal component?
Right.
See.
But, I mean, just to take an example, we know that the Earth Space High School is going to have a set of performance expectations in it that we're going to have to pour a lot of time into. And so we may, if there are four or five in there, I think that the goal here is to make sure that we get a comprehensive look. And I don't think any one of us have the time to do the whole thing. But if we just make sure, it's pretty quick to figure out where the high value areas are in the whole system of performance expectations. But we want to make sure that we get a good, all of us across the network get a look in a shared way across the whole thing, and so we don't
right.
have a striking omission by accident.
Yeah. Right. I do want
right.
to identify things comprehensively. We can start doing that by email this week and really talk
yep.
through next week. Mm-hmm. But a clarification here. So a lot of you have been referring to specific performance expectations, but are these still organized by standards that have a content area at the top, like earth science or physical science?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the questions that was also looked at was in the state review was how to label the different performance expectations, and there was, and I'm trying to remember now because it's been a couple of months. One alphabet soup versus another sort of, which was classifying by maybe by grade level versus by content area, and it ended up making two different kinds of alphabet soups, one of which I thought was soupier, but just the other. But my colleagues didn't agree.
I'm getting hungry, Don.
Yeah. Have a couple of
they'll be looking at that. One of the things they're looking at is readability of it.
Can
you navigate this, the different abbreviations and the cross connections and all of that? And I think that's a.
So, Don, do you think that they've made a decision that when they send this out, they will have made a decision
yeah.
about that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, my preference is to do it by content area because then you can think. Then you have in your mind, and you have to think through the physical system, whatever it is, physical life, I mean, the entire system, whereas if you just do it by grade level, it becomes very mechanical and very disjointed. You really can't. You want people to think about the system.
Right.
So I'm hoping they do it by content
yeah,
area.
I'm sure they'll do it by both ways, Tamara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is another piece that I think they're very interested in this is the progression of understanding across time, meaning, you know, what you
yeah.
learn in kindergarten, then you pick up
right.
again and build on in third grade and then build on in sixth grade and build on, you know, and build. But, you know, it's you're not going over the same thing 12 times. You're actually building
yeah.
a coordinated way across time as you learn across 13 years.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, if you're following one thread through there, I don't know if they've done any mapping with learning progressions or however they want to have them refer to it. But, if, you know, there's a couple ways that each of us are going to, I mean, we're not just going to do one thing. A lot of us are going to wander off of one thing. I just want to make sure that as a group we talk about making sure that at least, you know, all, you know, every one of us has looked at the performance expectations one way, and then if we look at it beyond that, that's cool too. I would imagine that would be a good. We're going to do it anyway.
Yep.
Can't help ourselves.
Brian, there's another piece we could also do is, you know, we could certainly go back to the comments that we made in May and just see how they were addressed. I mean, that's certainly, you know,
that's great.
Basic bookkeeping stuff is just make sure, okay, did they address them in a way that we felt comfortable with? And so at least a couple of us should actually all that.
Well,
okay,
Scott, can you put on the, for the agenda next week, just put the link to those comments or upload the document, whichever is the most appropriate so everybody can sort see what those are?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to do it. Yep.
Did Karen and Don, you guys, if I remember right, you wrote a cover letter for the network. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that actually, in my recollection, is the main thing that we turned in, noting that we'd strongly encouraged CLN members to submit individual comments. And I think what we sent in was just a page or two.
Right. So I would think that, Scott, if you wouldn't mind, you know, finding that cover letter, because I think we should use that as a kind of like, how did they respond to our letter?
Exactly.
And then we're updating that letter, and hopefully we're very supportive of what they've done, because they need support. But I think we can use that as a basis for the next letter of support.
Exactly.
Right.
That's good.
And I'll look for it, but Scott, if you have the link to the Google Docs, you can post that also.
Yeah, I was looking through my set of Google Docs, and I haven't found it yet, but it could
I forwarded it to Tamara.
Okay, great.
It doesn't look like we did much in it.
I could not be there, and I did set up a Google Doc before I left, but then I left it to Don and Karen and whoever else was more involved to do it the way that they felt was the most. So you might not have used it at all.
Yeah.
Well, I think we actually had a couple of different Google Docs, and I think I've got the final one-page thing in front of me. The last edit date was May 29th.
If you could send that to me, I'll make sure that version that we get up.
Yeah, well, I can.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah, you're on it as a shared document, Scott. So and
okay.
Karen too.
I found that one now.
Yeah, if you search,
I'll forward that to
CLN and GSS.
So there was another Scott. If you can still hear me. There was an Excel spreadsheet that you and I were working on, and I think some other people. That's where more of the substance of our comments and our observations was. Do you have the final version of that we could share around as well?
I think you had the last say on it, and I know I forwarded it to Tamara.
I might have it. I might have it because I think when I got back, Frank might have sent it to me. So
I sent it
if you can't find it, Scott, I can see where if I can find it.
Yeah, I certainly have it, and I'll put that one up too. It's kind of like a background report on what's the relationship between all the various elements of principles and concepts and how that relates to the three dimensions and then on to the performance expectations. So it's kind of like that background work you do before you start actually looking at all this stuff. It should be pretty relevant to what we're doing now. If they don't change the three dimensions, most of that stuff should be still very relevant. So it'll be helpful, I hope.
What we don't have copies of is the individual comments each person plugged into their electronic format as we were reading and commenting.
That's true.
So I don't, that's lost into the ethers. But I think the overarching concerns were bulleted in the in the two-page letters that we sent as a network.
I think it's probably more important to address the ones that were the group comments anyway. At this stage, they're not going to be, you know, the nitty-gritty of little individual comments might not be hold as much weight. So I think addressing it in the context of the larger voice of the Climate Literacy Network will work.
Tamara, I agree 100%. Well, maybe not 100, just 99%.
Okay.
And that there's one thing that I remember pretty specifically was every now and then you get, it's up in the performance expectations, where you get some really wonky language relative to climate that, you know, it's good in the core disciplinary ideas out of the NRC, but somehow the way they wrote the performance expectation got really weird relative to climate. And it was only like one or two performance expectations, and you really... you know, it could do damage if it was left the way it was. And so there are very specific things that are possibly going to show up.
If you remember that specifically, Frank, then maybe you should, because you'll remember what the context is, you should look for them.
I have one in particular where I was actually out of the country and I didn't have good connectivity to respond. But there was one where they were talking about what were short-term and medium-term and long-term changes in the climate system, and they actually had changes to the atmosphere as being long-term, which I thought was very weird because the atmosphere is what changes the most in the short-term. But it kind of downplays the importance of that change to the greenhouse gas concentration. So, I thought that was the weirdest thing that I saw. And I was wondering if they were doing that to appease Tennessee or places like that to say, oh, we're talking about climate change in a very global, you know, long-term way, and we're not really looking at, you won't have to say that global climate is changing right now because of humans. So that was my concern.
Yep. And Art, you're exactly, I had a different one than that one, but it was similar. And so the question is whether we're going to have to do a fresh read on this, but as long as we're not all reading the same thing, or we can all read the same thing, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think that there are going to be times where we're going to push back or suggest specific language changes that are going to be needed. And I can imagine that there are going to be a few of those. But, you know, we'll see if they hold.
I think what I'm hearing from the group is, first of all, is we need that broad context of do the standards continue to meet the climate literacy principles that we've defined and looked at, and are there big omissions that are not addressed in this that we need to respond to? And I'm hopeful that information is in the original letter that was written to them. But then it also seems that we need to alert the group to particular concerns you guys have identified. I think it would be useful if you shared the particular ones of concern with the group so that we can target our attention and not miss areas of detail concern.
Well, I have a feeling that things like this disconnect between the time scale, short, medium, and long term, and how it's referred to with respect to the atmosphere, it's probably best to have a discussion about those kinds of things, because depending on the context, it can mean one thing or another, and that's where it becomes difficult. They could have written it with one mindset in mind, and you're coming at it with a different mindset, and making that clear is what we need to be able to point out.
And my guess is those specific comments have been addressed in what we're going to see this afternoon, but I won't swear to it. And I also have sent out an email with the link to the cover letter from Maine, which I think was what was the final version. As well as the spreadsheet, which didn't have much content in it, but had a little.
But one of the things that the spreadsheet, whichever version we had, I know the one that Scott and I were working on, did have alignment between climate literacy and the, and when we did do that.
Yeah, my memory is that there were two spreadsheets, and I found one of them. I found the one that threw my stuff, but there was another one that you and that Frank and Scott were working on that I did not find the one before just now.
And I just forwarded that spreadsheet to you and Frank, the one that Frank was working on.
I love it.
So everyone's got their spreadsheets.
And backing up a couple of steps in the conversation, the debate about labeling was not about grade level, but between topic area and disciplinary core idea. So, you know, topic area like climate, whatever, disciplinary core idea of earth science, space science, or earth and space science, physical science, life science, and so on. And I think they came down on disciplinary core idea for what's being released today. But I'm guessing they'll still be looking for feedback on whether or not they made the right decision.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other thoughts or comments about how we might proceed here?
Tamara, just to summarize, it sounds like there'll be a group of us who will basically put together that's what we'll discuss next week.
Yeah, we'll discuss it. I think, well, the smaller group of us will have an email conversation sort of to set the stage for our conversation next week.
Yep.
And from that, I think we'll also figure out who's going to be leading the coordinate, you know, leading, getting it all written and submitted. But we'll figure that out in the next week or so.
I'll put those up on the website.
Go ahead, Frank.
Do you know when the comments cover letters and all that are due to back to Achieve?
I think Don said the 29th.
Yeah. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Okay.
So we have... We have next week, and we have the week after that, or is that too late already?
Yep.
No, it's 3 weeks from today, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, the 29th is a Tuesday as well.
Okay, so we really only have next week then.
What do you mean?
As a group.
No,
and
3 weeks. Three weeks
no, we have 2 weeks as a group. We actually have inauguration day, too.
Oh. Maybe we could find another time. I actually am planning on going to it.
I see. Well, you know, we didn't have the call the past 2 weeks, and it's the only time other than Obama's first inauguration that we canceled this call. So why don't we make a decision about that next week?
Great.
I have a feeling a lot of people are going to want to see that too, but we are going to need a second conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just in the next week or so think about when it is. I would prefer to keep it the same day if possible. Well, I guess that's not going to work for the inauguration. Okay, well, let's just think about it for next week.
Yep.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
Tamara, this is Rebecca Anderson. Can those documents that we had put out in the last iteration, can those be sent out to the listserv so that we can all look at what the previous review looked like?
Well, we're going to post it on the workspace where we have our calls, and I will send out an email with the link, so they'll all be there.
Yep.
Okay.
So all you need is a link to the workspace, and you'll be able to find all those documents. You don't have to search your email for them.
Right.
Great.
Tamara, is it possible to kind of put all those together and send out the notice for the next week earlier, like say today or tomorrow, just so that we get that link out to the community?
Yeah, no, absolutely. As soon as they're released, I'll send out an email later today after the release, so that we'll just advertise it more and see if we can get more participation next week.
And I'll put those documents up right away.
Okay, that'd be great, Scott.
Yeah.
We might end up getting some input for people that can't call in, they might be able to provide comments. And we'll try to figure that out, too.
Sounds good.
Okay? All right, very good.
Great. Well, good reading.
Thanks, everybody, for calling in, and we'll be in touch.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, all.
Bye.
Bye.